Good morning, welcome to today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah. Today's podcast entitled The God Positioning System, and takes itself from the Hasidic teaching of yesterday, in which the Rebbe shares the following. Soon after he undertook the leadership of the Hasidic community, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, delivered the following teaching. It says in Psalms, chapter 37, man's steps are made firm by God. That's the verse. So the Alter Rebbe expounded as follows. When a Jew arrives at a particular place, this is for the purpose of doing a mitzvah, a good deed, be it a mitzvah between man and his fellow man, an interpersonal one, or between man and God. And the principle behind that is that a Jew is an agent of God above, and wherever an agent is, one is deriving the power from the sender. Agency means that a person carries with them the representation and therefore the power of the sender. The superiority of souls over angels in this regard lies in the fact that God confers his agency to the souls through the Torah. So the point that Rebbe is making here is that angels also have missions and are agents, but they are very specific to specific circumstances or situations, like angels that God sent to Abraham, one to inform him that he was going to have a child, one to heal him, one to destroy Sodom, whereas the agency of a Jew is to bring the holiness and sanctity of Torah to wherever one is. And now as we're entering into the summer travel season, and there's a lot of pent-up travel and people now were coming out of the COVID world, and as we travel, it's always important to remember that one's travels, even to vacation spots, wherever it might be, that is also part of our agency to bring a measure of holiness and sanctity to that place, to that experience. Could be through helping someone else, through connecting to God in a particular place, or appreciating a particular place for the grandeur of God's creation, and so on. And so ultimately, every place that we travel to carries with it a higher purpose and agency, and that is why God directs people to particular places to be agents of holiness in that particular place. So that's the Hayom Yom for today. And again, that's because every soul carries with it the agency, as is laid out or was established by the covenant at Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is when God revealed the Torah, and the Torah is the absolute divine truth as God presented it to us. And that segues to the teaching from today's Maimonides, today's Rambam, that there are 613 commandments, mitzvot, in the Torah, and we cannot add to them, neither can we subtract from them. And that's because the mitzvot are of divine origin, godly origin. We don't have, therefore, the power or the discretion to tamper with the mitzvot. And we, therefore, are here as agents to implement them and to practice them and to thereby impact ourselves and the world around us. So that's the teaching from the Rambam today. And in the Tanya section of today, the Alter Rebbe talks about, in the middle of talking about the program that people would take upon themselves of penitence and of cleansing, in which people would fast throughout the year, again as a form of purging of the negative energy of sin. And the Alter Rebbe writes that this program of fasting can work for someone who has the physical strength to be able to do that. Most people today, and this is written 200 years ago, says the Alter Rebbe, don't have that strength, and fasting ends up actually impeding our performance of other mitzvahs. Therefore, says the Alter Rebbe, one, instead of fasting, one should give charity. In other words, if a person was going to fast, to skip a meal or two, you give the equivalent cost of what that meal would cost to charity, and that is a form of, that accomplishes the same thing as fasting. So this was again said 200 years ago, certainly true today, where the focus today in terms of cleansing, if you will, and purging ourselves from any toxicity of sin is accomplished through giving tzedakah. Talking about the negativity and toxicity of sin, in the Torah portion of today, which is the second section of Bullock, Bullock is the Moabite king who hires Bilam, who is a Gentile prophet, to curse the Jewish people. And his initial response is that he can't be hired to do that because he can't do anything that is contrary to what God wants. Whatever God is going to put into his mouth is what's going to come out. And even though he was an evil person, he recognized that he was just a mouthpiece for whatever God is going to want to communicate through him, which is what ended up happening. He ended up giving very beautiful blessings to the Jewish people. So the Rebbe has an interesting takeaway from this, and that is that Bilam declares that I'm powerless and I'm only an agent for whatever God is going to put into my mouth. So the Rebbe says this is true of all unholiness and the temptation that exists in the world. Everything is part of God's agency there to tempt us, not for us to fail and to fall into temptation, but even the existence of all negativity and unholiness is all a creation of God. And it itself is also has an agency, and that is to bring out the best in us by tempting us in various different ways, and that elicits from us a deeper and greater part of ourselves than would otherwise have been realized. And so the Rebbe says it makes it easier to resist temptation when we look at it as an agent of God and say, I understand why I'm being tempted. It's for the purpose of me digging deeper. And if we keep, if we're mindful of that, gives us a perspective and a strength to be able to resist it. And with that, make it a great day. Thank you for joining us.